peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. Joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river in my soul.
My name is Mateo. I go to North Valley Academy. Lately, in my school, we've been doing a project about picking up trash on our campus every Friday. I think that this is important because it makes us have a cleaner campus and a cleaner, well, if we make it a little bit more popular, we could make it be better in all of New Mexico or in the country. We've been weighing the trash to see how much that we have collected. We've been using a spreadsheet to collect data. We wanted to see if the effect of posters would be better or versus the effect of announcements. And I think we could do a lot of different approaches to stop littering, like going out every day to clean up trash or just going and throwing your trash and recycle more.
Are you guys seeing a lot of litter in your community?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in Syria, near where I live, we have like a bus game near us. We go there and we see a lot of trash and litter, and we saw backpacks that were ripped up and everything, and we don't like it.
How about at school? Do you guys see a lot of trash here?
Yeah, yes, but on the playgrounds.
What made you want to make these changes in your community? What did you see?
The Great Pacific Garbage Patch. It's a big patch of garbage in the ocean with millions of pieces of trash.
Then we even saw a picture of a baby turtle dead.
What kind of changes are you guys looking to make with your action project to help change that?
Not to throw trash everywhere, because that can do litter and it can like go into a lot of places, like into drains, which can go to ocean or into the Rio Grande.
We passed out recycling bins to the rest of the classes in school.
Great.
And we made posters.
What is your favorite part of your action project so far?
I would say like making the posters and telling people you need to recycle now so you can have a better tomorrow.
Doing something today to have a better tomorrow, that is so insightful. From Cecilia, Cordelia, Shiloh, and Abby at Mission Avenue Elementary School in Albuquerque, New Mexico, talking about their recycling project. Peace Like a River was Lindsay Monroe from her I Am Kind, which reminds me that all the things we love about our world, our air, water, and soil, it's our job to take care of them. That's what Earth Day is all about. If you're celebrating this year, feel free to write us or tell us what your plans are on social media. We're at TCH Radio on Instagram and Facebook, or you can just go to childrenshour.org and look for our Contact Us page. There's lots of ways to reach out to us. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Stick with us.
When the world's moving fast, and I'd rather move slow, When my mind's spinning circles, there's one place I know. I can sit there and ponder the things that I've learned. I can dream of tomorrow as I watch your water turn. While I rest on your banks, look around and give thanks for my life. Well, the birds are here singing, the trout are all leaping so high, yeah. At the river, sweat on my skin, and my body is tired. I want to feel fresh again. I remember the words of an old country hymn. Shall we gather at the river, sweat and jump in, till I'm laughing and splashing and shivering.
That was The River by Aaron Nigel Smith and Red Yarn off Smith and Yarn. We're so glad you joined us today on the Children's Hour. Thank you to the kids who shared their Earth Day projects with us. If you'd like to learn more about River Exchange, head over to childrenshour.org. This episode is called Earth Day Rivers. We've got time for one more song. Here's Wagogo, Water is Life, off of You Are Sacred and Good. That's a nice thought to end on. I'm Katie Stone. We'll catch you next time here on the Children's Hour.
There's beauty all around me. There's beauty all around me. There's beauty all around me. Out of water, very air we breathe, living water, like the rainbows in the sky. We're beautiful, beautiful. There's beauty all around me. There's beauty all around me. There's beauty all around me. There's beauty all around me.
often with a drum, singing prayers for the health of the land, so that all things might live, and with beauty all around. May the moss upon the misty mountains drip with living water. May the blanket of green spread across the earth, which is our mother, with her pollen and her flowers and her colors of the summertime. Come, there'll be frost flowers growing on the mountain. May the blanket of ice unfold, cover up the country. May the trees lean to one side, heavy with the snow. May the flesh of Mother Earth crack open from the cold, cold. So in the springtime, there'll be fresh and living waters in the rivers and the streams flowing out into the valleys.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Christina Stella, Sarah Gabrielli, Mackenzie Gronke, and Daniel Lentz. Our learning guides are written by Amber Scheel. You can find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for Earth Day, Rivers.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.